Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. As we get closer to the NBA trade deadline, some deals are starting to get done, but the rumors, they continue to fly. ESPN's Zach Lowe reports the Bulls and Raptors at least had preliminary discussions about a Taj Gibson for Patrick Peterson swap, but the talks did not go anywhere. ESPN's Mark Stein reports the Rockets and Hornets talking about a way to bring Dwight Howard to Charlotte, but the two sides have not found a way yet to work out a deal. One trade that did go down. Pistons picked up Tobias Harris from the Magic for Ersan Ilyasova and Brandon Jennings. And a three-team swap between Charlotte, Miami, and Memphis. Courtney Lee goes from Memphis to Charlotte for PJ Hairston and a couple of second-round picks. Brian Roberts goes to Miami in the deal. Bulls return to practice this evening. Then they'll get set for a couple immediate challenges. They'll visit Cleveland Thursday and then have the Raptors Friday at the United Center. Blackhawks just left the UC. They'll visit the Rangers tomorrow for an original six battle. New York has won 7 of 10, sits second in the Metropolitan Division. Blackhawks have also reportedly cleared some cap space. They waived defenseman Rob Scuderi today. In college hoops tonight, Illinois hosts Rutgers at the State Farm Center. Northwestern visits 17th-ranked Purdue at Mackey Arena. NIU home to host Bowling Green. And UIC battles Youngstown State in Ohio. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And join the Score live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday from the Hyundai broadcast at the 2016 Chicago Auto Show. Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner will be there live from 9 to 1. Dan Bernstein and Matt Abaticola following up from 1 to 6. Enjoy the broadcast and check out Hyundai's new 2016 lineup. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670, The Score. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
You got the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. CBS Golf is so good.
You company man.
The worst part, Clint Eastwood.
Eastwood. What kind of stupid name is that?
I love Eastwood. I couldn't understand him.
I can't hear him.
Right.
I can't hear him, hon.
I could not hear a word he was saying. And when I did hear it, I wasn't sure that I wanted to hear any.
A lot of rawhide discussion.
Clint Eastwood. Clint, good to have you back.
In honor of my 6 years as a contract player with CBS.
Rawhide.
Many years.
Rawhide.
Yeah. Everything is just.
Ever notice how you come across somebody with
Once more around, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
He's 85.
He's not going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
He looks like translucent now.
And sounded many times incomprehensible. and I was like, oh, stop this, stop this. Jim Nance is trying to be as deferential, yeah, properly so. And then there was the whispering.
Clint Eastwood, Coach Harbaugh, Huey Lewis.
You tell him to feel the love.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
And there was the awkward pause.
In fact, I think it's being profiled on CBS Tonight on 60 Minutes.
At least he wasn't talking to an empty chair.
So, Mr. President, how do you handle... You don't have it. Okay.
Can't understand a word.
Very cool. Fun. Great to have you here.
Bernstein. Metacola. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Happy Pecota Projection Day. It is a sabermetric holiday, and people are asking, so you haven't gone through any sort of the individual numbers here. Yeah, you gave the team totals. Well, if you're a Cub fan, you might be interested to note that their everyday lineup is filled with plus players, and the top producer expected to be Chris Bryant with a projected WAR number of 4.8, Anthony Rizzo at 3.8, Kyle Schwarber at 3.6, Ben Zobrist at 3.6, Miguel Montero at 2.7, Jason Hayward at 2.6, Addison Russell 1.5, Chris Coughlin 1.4, and Jorge Soler 0.4. Some of the other hard numbers are right in line, I think, with what you'd probably expect. Chris Bryant, a 264 average with 31 home runs and 93 driven in, with an on-base of 357, slugging of 505. And Rizzo with an average, a slash line of 264, 353, 489. This is all sort of right there. And, right. And again, these are fundamentally conservative projections. It's rare to see a crazy number just pop out here because it's based on possibilities, probabilities, and comps and similar players. There's a lot that goes into it. Kyle Schwarber projected at 251. 346, 482 with 31 home runs. So it looks like the homers will be there. They've got Rizzo with 30, Zobrist 14, Bryant 31, Russell 16, Schwarber 31, Hayward 20, Soler 19, Coughlin 9. And then as far as the pitchers go, that 1-2 of they have actually Lester listed as the number one, Lester and Arrieta each at 3.6 WAR, Lackey 2.1, Kyle Hendricks 1.9, Jason Hamill 1.6. If these come through anywhere close to some of these ranges, that's a playoff team.
Yeah, that's 90 wins.
And 97 in the year ahead of schedule, it's created a lot of craziness.
You know, I mean, the amazing thing is, and it's not amazing, I mean, this was the plan, but for the plan to work like it has.
Don't tell people at your paper.
No, I know. They're still catching up.
Don't, there are people in your newsroom you can't. Don't say that. And already, they're moving the goalposts. Already, some of the people said, this will never work, this will never work. It's like, okay, well, it kind of worked. But now, the expectation, now it's not really
too
work.
High. Now it's really
right.
Not.
Now,
they didn't win a World Series.
Right. That's what's happening now.
No, and it's been, I mean, look, this model's been in place, but for a big market team, who's done it as a big market team and been successful with it? And now has bank to spend to fill in holes. Who's done it?
Because Boston didn't really do it this way.
No, I mean, they brought, I mean, look, Pedroia, guys like that were homegrown, and then they added, you know, they got lucky on a couple moves, and you know, Poppy, Big Poppy, obviously was a huge addition to that mix, and they grew some guys, but name a big market team that did this, it worked, and now you're sitting in the penthouse saying, now it's, we still have a wave of young guys coming, but now we got bank to fill in the holes.
Yeah, it really hasn't been done. You know, they've done it in Houston, but that's not the same kind of market that you're talking about.
No.
And where people have brought up Kansas City, they really didn't. This is like the fourth incarnation of their rebuild that has...
They were rebuilding since 97.
Yep.
I mean, come on. They went through so much trial and error to finally get this group of guys and this number one picks and these waves together. You know, that took 15, 20 years. This was... We're bringing in this guy to do it. He's going to start executing it. He executed it for 3 years. There was patience shown. And now look at the outcome. I can't think of any time in baseball in the last 20 years when so much has been made of finances and analytics kind of kicked in where this has worked in a big market. That's the amazing thing, is it's not trend setting, but in a market like this, it definitely is trend setting.
And for the ownership to have the patience to, for ownership to,
I don't know if he had much of a choice,
but they green lighted it. And there are a lot of people that would have said, I don't like this. I would have gotten cold feet after a while, but just to really do it and commit to it and say, this is, we're on board and we're going to keep supporting you and keep spending. I mean, the amount of pump priming that went on throughout the organization, the amount of trust spending, whether it was in Arizona or whether it's in the Dominican Republic or even everything that was planned here and everything was going on in the offices.
The handbooks that were sent down to all the minor league players. I mean, the Twins used to do that Kelly. I mean, so that wasn't groundbreaking, but yet people snickered over it.
All of the whatever you need, the unconditional whatever you need, they've been doing it. Oh, yeah. You know, and speaking of Ricketts, I was in Omaha last week. And at one point, I forgot how the conversation turned, but it turns out one of my shirt tail cousins went to high school with Tom Ricketts. And I was asking, they were on the debate team together in high school. And I was asking, he said, you know what's fascinating about it is that when they go to a high school basketball game or something like that, they all like to go to Burger King after games. And he said that Tom Ricketts would be at the cash register at Burger King working there. After everybody else would go out and have fun, that he would start a shift.
Really?
Afterward.
I thought you were going to tell me Tom showed great patience in the grilling process.
No, I'm just saying that he, even though, and I know that, I don't know when Joe Ricketts got all his money, but I certainly didn't think that he would be in a position where he had to
work the late shift.
Exactly. Where his kids were going to have to be flipping burgers, but he did. And that was, that the guy, obviously they had a lot of respect for him, and he said he was really well liked and very, very smart. But everybody said, wow, look that this guy, he busts his ass, because just sort of what you did when you were in that family. I thought it was kind of cool. A note from Steve regarding your story about the Wisconsin, the girl and the sliding on the floor. Steve says, regarding that girl who was impaled, Cross Plains is a suburb of Madison where I live, and I work with the girl's aunt who happened to be at the game. As I'm told, when it happened, the entire crowd was in shock, and immediately everybody who could help did. No one obviously had ever seen anything like that. After she was taken to the hospital, the game continued and all gym activities continued. Not a single parent questioned the decision to continue to use the court. We aren't necessarily the smartest folk up here.
Well, the game's got to be played.
Well, looks like it still works. I mean,
just don't step over there.
Well, if you have chunks of floor coming up, don't you think
a girl impaled?
Right, that there might.
You're talking about 14-year-old girls. I mean, things like this are going to stick in their heads.
But there also might be a possibility,
no pun intended,
that there's something wrong with the floor.
Absolutely.
That you might want to say, let's move this somewhere
else.
When
the spokesman comes out and says, well, it's a 15-year-old floor, shouldn't be doing this. We'll tape it up and you'll keep going.
And somebody else on Twitter said that the people running
their game was next, yeah.
The people running the tournament actually said, well, the only reason you're bringing it up is because you just saw that happen.
Yeah,
yes!
That would be a good reason. I saw a girl slide and then stop and stick.
Yeah, forget you saw a chunk of floor come up and go right into somebody's leg. Well, that's the only reason you're mad is because of that. Yes. Yes. Well, why didn't you move it somewhere else, please? I don't know. Tape it up. Play the game. Fine. I've seen splinters before. I've seen all kinds of, look, you're around basketball long enough.
Remember
when they had the stickers for a while?
Yeah.
And instead of having it underneath the lacquer, it was actually
on top.
It was in certain, it wasn't all shoes, but certain shoes
which
were
just slipped.
Yep. And players are going crazy, and I don't trust my footing. And then they had to peel them off before the games, and they're calling the league, and they're having to issue make goods to the advertisers. So, but players always, when it comes to stuff like that, you see guys who go out and will look for dead spots depending on how a floor. Now that it's pretty much standardized, but there used to be a time where, especially if you were over ice, where the old fashioned floors had like an Allen wrench, sort of like a metal piece where it would screw down, and every chunk of floor there were these little metal circles, and if it was too humid, the chill under the ice, even they would put
raise it.
Yeah, they put creosote in between. No, it would sweat.
Oh, okay.
That you get condensation. Well,
Boston used to have problems with that all the time.
That had the similar kind of thing. And you'd get games called off all the time because guys would come out there and start slipping and sliding. And then, it always would follow the same thing. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Wipe it up. It's never fine and the game is canceled.
Right. The one thing the most horrific thing that I've seen was we were all sitting right behind the basket with Paul George in the leg with Team USA. And you couldn't see his leg, but you saw his, because his face was there, and you could just see, it was like looking at a dead man.
Well, that's like when just Ventura.
In shock.
The Ventura injury, when you saw him turn green.
You want to hear the best story about the Ventura injury? There is a good story. Snowpeck, remember Snowpeck?
Chris Snowpeck.
Yeah. Chris Snowpeck. Dude, give me some ink, man. I had a good game. He'd come up to you and go, hey, dude, give me some ink. But I guess.
Seriously?
So after the
Ventura, that's so sad.
After the Ventura injury. Everyone went to Snowpeck. Hey, you're probably going to be the third baseman now. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now. Robin, I just care about Robin. And then, once the microphones went away, he goes, what'd you hear? You think I'm starting? Snowpeck.
I heard you're bad, actually. The Chicago Bears have released Jermon Bushrod. Did we expect that? Did we see that coming?
I think there was talk about that, wasn't there?
Well, because he was benched. So
it's a non-factor.
I guess at that point, you might as well move along. The question is, does
Kyle Long now become your left tackle?
I don't know. But that's, I don't know what the cap savings are. I should contact Durkin because he knows what's the dead money, what's the cap savings.
I already tweeted it out.
Yeah, they didn't need to do it for cap savings. But what was your favorite moment of the Jermon Bushrod Bears era?
His name.
Away he goes. Boers and Bernstein with Joe Cowley in today on The Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
I went to see the monster trucks on Sunday. I had the time of my life.
Oh, my God. Team Zombie.
I thank my 4-year-old for bringing me to something that I have lampooned my entire freaking life.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Sprint. Incredibly, for the second time in less than a week, Bengals franchise quarterback Andy Dalton took to Twitter to seek help finding his luggage. My man, exactly what is your deal? You lose luggage more than you lose playoff games. At least you only do that once a year. It's as if he's built a brand on one thing. Losing something only to come right back and lose it again. Except this time, it was on the airline. Being the last guy standing at the luggage rack and then making the walk of shame over to the baggage office after losing your bags is the worst feeling ever. That place makes the DMV feel like Disneyland. Bottom line, I don't care if you lose them or if the airlines loses them. But if I hear one more time about your bags, then you are one. I'm Jim Rome.
The Auto Show sales event all month long, now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Get huge savings and 0% financing on hundreds of new Chevys, including Equinox, Impala, Cruze, Camaro, and the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for only $179 a month. The Auto Show sales event all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright place to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. 36-month lease, $29.99 new at lease inception to qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days starting February 16th only at Lowe's.
One per line restrictions apply.
Craving more excitement in your life? Make a date with Sullivan Steakhouse, home of the sure thing. Their mouth-watering $42 three-course menu. Choose an alluring appetizer like their cheesesteak egg rolls or crispy Shanghai calamari. An incredible entree like the thick, juicy filet or succulent Bay of Fundy salmon. All for only $42. Your decadent deal awaits at Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, Lincolnshire.
Do you owe the IRS money?
Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Fly low!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Why do people love The Big Bang Theory more than any other comedy?
What a stupid question.
It not only entertains, it informs.
CBS Thursday. Whether you're looking for smart or funny.
Am I being weird?
Yes. And that's coming from me.
Have we got a match for you?
Sounds kind of perfect.
Can I get a what, what?
What?
Close enough.
It's TV's number one comedy.
I just got chills.
Yeah, I know. Pretty exciting.
Catch The Big Bang Theory CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're able to do some more stuff. Jermon's a good run blocker. He's been doing this a long time. And also just, you know, with the younger group that we have, having a guy like Bush around is really tremendous because he's been to the top of the mountain. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been a Pro Bowler. He's been a left tackle. He's done a number of things. He's played with tremendous players.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
No, you don't have Bush around anymore, Kyle Long. Sorry. We had so much fun with Kyle at the Super Bowl, too, when he sat down with us. He's a very interesting young man, Kyle Long is, but his guy's not there anymore. And now, hey, Kyle, you're the veteran leader of this team. The official statement from Bears GM Ryan Pace: we thank Jermon for his contributions to the Bears. I have so much respect for how he carries himself on and off the field. He was a locker room leader and contributor in helping the younger players on our team grow. We wish him and his family the best as they move forward. And it's also noted by Kevin Fishbane that it is a failed physical designation. And that might just be administrative. That might be bookkeeping. I don't know what that allows them to do or how that changes anything cap related, but he started 34 games over three seasons, and everybody liked the guy. Everybody said nice things about him. And according to this that was written by Dan Durkin a little while back, he said that the cap math was the $6.4 million base non-guaranteed, $100,000 workout bonus non-guaranteed. The $2.2 million prorated bonus was guaranteed, so it comes out to $4.3 million in cap savings with $4.4 million in dead money. The Bears are in position to do whatever they want in free agency. Absolutely whatever they want.
And the physical came back that he was just not very good.
I imagine you never know when they say that. Sometimes they know he's not going to pass a physical, or I'm not sure. Well, you know what? We're going to have Dan Durkin on at the bottom of the hour, and he's going to fill us in on how this went down and what the overall effect is going to be. It's the Boards and Bernstein Show. Joe Colley sitting in today. Joe Colley, you can follow on Twitter at @suntimes_hoops, for whom he covers the Chicago Bulls. And you have to go right from here after the show to practice. Now, is Derek going to be there?
We're hoping. I mean, last year, obviously, he had a little trouble getting back. They didn't know where he was.
Last year, he missed it.
He missed it. And then they opened up, I believe it was in Detroit. He was awful. And then soon after, he was hurt.
Well, he's always hurt. I mean, it's just of which, right?
Right.
Now, there's also a note here. The Score's David Schuster says Sacramento is talking to numerous teams about trading Rudy Gay. The Bulls are said to be in on those talks as well. Huh.
They've been, the Rudy Gay Bulls thing has been alive and well for 2 years now.
Well, that means, look, you were around Kenny Williams long enough to know that if there's somebody you like, you don't stop liking him.
He's your white whale. Look, okay, what does Rudy Gay solve? He had Etwan Moore guarding him and would not take him in the post. Does that solve their defense? This is all about will and defense. That's where it starts on the court, at least.
Rudy Gay's 29 years old. This year he is averaging a shade under 18 points. He is shooting 51% from the floor, and he's shooting 34% from three-point range. He's a good, solid NBA player, but I don't think that alters your trajectory.
No.
None of these piecemeal moves. That's my point. That's sort of the sad state of affairs is that, fine.
It's so you're deck in, chairs on the Titanic.
You're in. That's on Rudy Gay. Great. Okay. He's under contract through next year with a player option at $14 million for 2017-2018.
And you have Dunleavy for two more years after this one.
And that's not option. That's hard money.
So what does Rudy Gay do? You're talking about a guy that is the same position as Dunleavy. And I'm not saying he's not better than Dunleavy, but I'm saying, okay, what does that do for your team? What does that improve your defense?
Maybe I'm just at the point where I'm happy to hear that the Bulls are involved in any of these conversations just because they're having conversations. Does that make any sense?
It makes you feel like they're doing something, but
I'm never reduced.
Don't
something
you think that's
just,
what the Bulls front office wants you to think? That look, we're busy at this, but I think at the end of the day, their thinking is we're in a corner with this guy that we brought in. He's our guy. So we have to hope and pray that just being healthy, getting everyone together, and just playing in the East will give us a chance and the at least to get out of the first round. I mean,
no.
I just think that's where they're at. That.
And this season's shot.
They could get out of the first round.
This year?
Yes, I think they can. Yeah, who do you have faith in? Toronto? Every time the Bulls play Toronto, that Toronto team shrinks for 2 years now. Look at Bulls-Toronto. Every time that Toronto team right here in the Keister just tightens up and shrinks when it matters.
And then you still needed a 40-point half and a DeMar DeRozan three-pointer to go around and out at the end to get past him.
Right. Which team are you afraid of in the East?
Yeah, Cleveland. You're right. The Toronto does play soft against the Bulls for some reason.
And not just this year, last year. I mean, this has just been an ongoing thing. For some reason, it's just not a matchup that Toronto likes. Boston?
I like Boston.
You believe in them
I think they would beat this Bulls team in a 7-game series. See, and two, you know, we don't know when Butler's coming back. Now that Derrick Rose is in his ear saying, listen to your body. They're not committed. It was 2 to 3 weeks, and now you're starting to hear whispers that it's going to be longer than that, where Rose is probably telling them about meetings and graduations.
Jimmy's not listening to Derek. Jimmy will nod his head and take the text and say, hey, look, we're talking. Jimmy, look, that article I wrote where I said to Jimmy, look at your projection every offseason. There's no ceiling yet. Why don't you go to Derek and say, come work out with me? I mean, basically, what you're doing is not working. Come work out with me and Camp Butler.
Well, they're both in Los Angeles, right?
Well, no, Jimmy went down to San Diego.
San Diego, okay.
Yeah, but Jimmy goes different places. A couple of years ago, he was in some shack in Texas with no cable, no TVs. It was just him.
It was like Rocky IV.
Yes, it was the Eye of the Tiger summer. It was just him, his trainers, and early mornings, and then they'd run on the beach and hug each other awkwardly afterwards.
Well, I was picturing, instead of Eye of the Tiger, I'm picturing more Hearts on Fire.
But yeah.
More as he's running up the mountain. Drago!
So Jimmy,
Derek!
So I said, what? And then he said, well, the problem is, you know, Derek likes to do his own thing and have his family around. I go, would you be against bringing your offseason to him then and going to him and saying, you know, I know you like to be here. Let's do this here. And he said, I'm all for it.
But doesn't he? They all say what you think they're supposed to say, whether they mean it. I never know if he really believes that or if he just wants you to get the response.
I know what you're saying. Derek says what comes into his mind. We all know that. As weird and off kilter as it is, he still says it.
Dan Durkin is going to join us, talk about the Jermaine Bushrod thing and the Bears in a moment.
Scoreboard update.
And from the score update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. As Dan just mentioned, the breaking Bears news. The team has released left tackle Jermaine Bushrod. He was injured a lot last year. Charles Leno Jr. took over protecting Jay Cutler's blind side. But Bushrod started 34 of 42 games for the Bears over 3 seasons. This weekend, Blackhawks will play outdoors at TCF Bank Stadium, part of Hockey Day in America. First, they've got to play the New York Rangers. Hawks will visit a New York club that's 21-5-3 at the Garden this year for an original six battle tomorrow. The game comes on the heels of the Hawks' underwhelming 1-3 homestand. Blackhawks have reportedly waived defenseman Rob Scuderi. Move would save about $950,000 of cap space should the Hawks decide to add at the trading deadline. NBA trade deadline is nearing two. Adrian Wojnarowski reports, despite rumors, the Hornets and Rockets are discussing a Dwight Howard to Charlotte trade. The Hornets are not willing to part with assets to bring in Howard, even though coach Steve Clifford would love to reunite with the center he coached in Orlando. Woj also reports the Pistons are in the hunt for a veteran guard. Detroit just a game behind the Bulls for the 7th spot in the East. They're a half game behind Charlotte for a playoff spot. Detroit did pick up Tobias Harris from the Magic today for Ersan Ilyasova and Brandon Jennings. And the Cubs have invited Matt Mervin, Edgar Olmos, and right-handed pitcher Ryan Williams to Major League Spring Training. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Come hang out with Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito as they broadcast live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Saturday from 10 to 12:45. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting this season. Every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
On Twitter, you find this guy at DJ Durkin. You can read his work at 670thescore.com, and he's with us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. He is Dan Durkin, and we always touch base with him when there's Bears stuff going on. This must come as no surprise, certainly, because I know what you wrote about the possibility of the Bears carving out a little savings by cutting a guy who had lost his job. Right, Dan?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you see Dan, what he had become over the last couple of years, I mean, he basically was relegated to the team's, you know, six offensive linemen when they went to those heavy and those jumbo sets. So, you know, he's a guy who shored up a position that was frankly a real huge problem area for the Bears for several years. You know, Phil Emery's a guy, he targeted him as one of his first few free agents that he brought in here. So he definitely served a purpose, but the problem with his is just there's a cumulative effect. You know, his back, he had, you know, various things that went wrong with him physically. So, you know, when you look at the Bears and how set they were from a cap perspective prior to this move, you know, they could have upwards of $55 million if the cap is set at $155. This doesn't strike me necessarily as a cap-related move. They do get a little cap relief from it, but this to me is just a decision about a team that's obviously trying to get younger across the board, you know, on the lines, on the defense. So while Jermond served them all for a couple of years, it was time for them to let him go.
Dan, with left tackle now, I mean, obviously he lost his job and wasn't that factor that everyone thought he would be. Does that kind of signify that Kyle Long, that move is coming, or is that still up for debate?
It's definitely up for debate, Joe, but I think it's something that they need to make a decision on here pretty soon. I think that the Bears did hit, you know, it's rare for them, but they hit on a draft pick in Kyle Long. It's not often that you see a team able to draft somebody that played guard in college, then you're able to kick them out to tackle in the NFL. It's typically the opposite. You have tackles who don't have the footwork to play on the edge that get kicked inside. So they have a nice luxury, and they found a guard that can play, you know, multiple positions across the offensive line. Now, do they keep Kyle there so he can get his timing and his angles down over there on the right side? Or do they make the move over to the left side and potentially, you know, like look to upgrade the right tackle position? So that's definitely something that they're going to need to figure out here pretty soon. But it creates another opportunity for them to add to the offensive line mix. And they have some decisions now to make. Certainly need to get better and stronger on the interior of the offensive line. You saw that last year, just the variety of combinations that they tried and weren't able to get a lot of movement between, you know, Vladimir Ducasse and Patrick Omame and the different people that they used. Certainly need a guard, but now you would put tackle probably in like their top three or four needs heading into the offseason.
What's the significance of designating this transaction as a failed physical?
I'm not sure, like, I don't think there's any, you know, like, cap technicality. I'll look into that, certainly, but I think that maybe that's just a designation as to why they made this decision. I'm not sure if that's just some sort of box that they checked along with it, but I don't think there's necessarily any additional financial measure that's going to say, hey, now we get to recoup this, because it's pretty cut and dried in terms of what they owed him. They're still going to eat some dead money as a result of this. He has $4.4 million remaining in his prorated bonus, but they're going to get some relief because now his base salary comes off the books. The roster bonus that he was due, that comes off the books as well. But I will look into that. But right off the top of the head, nothing strikes me as saying that they're going to receive any additional financial compensation with that particular designation.
So is you're just trying to divine what the plan may be in general for free agency. Does having this extra money available, does it change anything? Does it mean that they would just keep adding, like you say, maybe guys on some of these one-year contracts that so many teams seem to favor? Or is there going to be, outside of whatever they negotiate now for Alshon Jeffrey, an outsider, another like Pernell McPhee type giant chunk of money?
Yeah, I think that there may be one or two of those, Dan. When I look at you know, how you assess the free agent class and how you assess the draft class, the Bears have an opportunity between free agency and some of the potential players that could be out there. You know, like some of the five techniques, for example. You've got, you know, a guy like you know, Muhammad Wilkerson, the New York Jets. It's a team that spent a lot of money, you know, along their defensive line, Sheldon Richardson. They go out and they draft Leonard Williams last year from USC. That's a team that's already invested very heavily along their defensive line. And you go even to somebody that John Fox is more familiar with. And Malik Jackson, who's a guy that had a fantastic run this entire past season, he had a fantastic playoff run as well. So that's a team that could get squeezed when you look at the success of that. There's a guy, Jay Howard, coming out of Kansas City. There's a lot of guys along that defensive front that I think that, you know, while Purnell was like the bigger fish in that market, they didn't pay him all that much money when you look at it. So maybe they get a couple targeted signings. But I see this team as having a great opportunity to really improve along their defensive front seven, both in free agency and the draft. And really what you want to use free agency for is to put yourself in a position where you can draft the best player available. I think that the defensive line group in this draft class is exceptional. I think that there's going to be some great players available to them along the defensive front of 11, potentially one of those inside linebackers, potentially a defensive end, maybe DeForest Buckner or somebody like that is available. So I think that this is just another chance for them to now position themselves to be really in a BPA mode when they come up at number 11.
Dan, as you go over the draft class, like you just mentioned, are you sold that first round pick will be defense? I mean, obviously the Bushrod move doesn't change anything drastic, but if you're going to start moving pieces around in the offensive line, is there an offensive lineman that you say, oh, maybe if this sneaks in there, this could happen? Or are you just gung-ho that this has got to be a defensive pick with the first round?
If Laramie Tunsil of Ole Miss
mm-hmm.
if he slides down there to 11, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you could say he's the best talent overall in this class, you know, as a whole. So, I mean, if something like that were to come across at number 11, I mean, that'd be, a relative no-brainer. But, yeah, Joe, to answer your question, when you look at this team and just how talent poor and how limited they are with playmakers along defense, It seems to me that that's just a natural match. And when I look at the strengths of this draft, I see a lot of really strong defenders at all three levels. And I mean, you can make a legitimate case for a speed rusher. You can make a legitimate case for a five technique, an inside linebacker, a cornerback, any of those being the Bears' top needs. So I do think that you need to get more playmakers on the defensive side of the football. So I think that it'll kind of clear itself up over here the next couple of weeks once free agency gets started next month. But to me, the draft seems like a no-brainer for a defensive pick with that number 11.
You think it's a possibility that somebody like Ontrell Roll, who is similarly a veteran player who has had some injury problems, that might also be the next name that we hear the Bears cutting ties with?
Definitely. I think Roll's one that comes to mind for me. I think that, the decision with Marty is probably going to be one to monitor over here the next couple of weeks as far as what they actually want to do with him. Robbie Gould is another guy.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what he did last year. He's going to be the highest paid kicker in the league next year. You would certainly say that his performance in 2015 doesn't match that pay grade. And when you look at what, I could talk about Joe's team right now. Like, look at what the Steelers did with the rookie kicker and Chris Boswell. You can go out there and get a kid for $400,000 that's going to put the ball between the uprights and get the ball into the end zone as well. So, you know, when you look at how that pie is divided, it's kind of hard to say, hey, we're going to give a kicker, you know, almost $4 million. That's a lot of money to spend on somebody or whatever his hit is for next year. So I think that you're going to see that this team's going to be able to be strategic about peeling these guys away, not from a financial perspective, but business decisions and football decisions with the ultimate goal of getting younger and just getting better athletes and then pushing reset on that, because this team has, they have speed issues and they have talent issues. And I think the only way that you're able to kind of bridge that gap is to get younger, faster athletes in the building.
Always great stuff, Dan. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Dan Durkin of 670thescore.com on Twitter at DJ Durkin. We will take a brief timeout. We will come back and we will get somebody else all set up to come to the One Step Program's 2016 Charity Poker Championship on Thursday night. We've got two more seats to give away today. We've got some more tomorrow, but your chance could be in mere moments. So don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Be wise, be ready.
Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Most households are told spend less money or make more money if you want to bring things into balance. Is that the gist of at least some of your recommendations?
It's very simple. Even though we're 7 months into the state fiscal year, they don't have a budget. Although they don't have a budget, they're spending more than they have available. They are set to spend all the money that they had in revenue, but still not fund higher education and some core social services. For a long time, the state of Illinois has been spending more than it's taking in, and now it's reached the critical point where it can't go forward.
A lot of folks say in order to get pensions dealt with, you need a constitutional amendment. There's just no other way around it. What's the Civic Federation thinking about that?
Well, the Civic Federation believes that a constitutional amendment, and we're calling for the legislature to embrace a constitutional amendment and put it on the ballot in November.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at cbschicago.com.
Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days, starting February 16th, only at Lowe's.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This week in music history. This week in 1975, AC/DC released their debut album, High Voltage. This week in 1980, Bon Scott, singer from AC/DC, was pronounced dead on arrival at a London hospital after a heavy night's drinking. Ozzy Osbourne was arrested in San Antonio, Texas, for urinating on the Alamo. This week in 1982. This week in 1988, Rihanna was born.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
See, this is actually helpful that we can compare parenting stories here. And I'm telling you, your 14-year-old boy and my 14-year-old girl, good luck to all of us.
Oh.
And seriously, it's like I constantly feel like I'm negotiating.
Everything's blackmail and negotiation.
Everything's an angle.
Yeah.
It's a technicality. It's a negotiation. It's like I need to have everything in writing just to be taken seriously.
And, you know, like my middle child, the 7-year-old, look, I know he's going to be in prison and he's going to be raised by the system. And that's fine. We paid our taxes, so we deserve that. But I get him. I know what he's headed for. But the 14-year-old, everything is just, it's just shut up. Shut up.
Hey, could you mind, you drop something on the floor there. You come down for breakfast. Yeah, your napkin's on the floor. Oh, I see somebody didn't sleep well.
Yeah.
What? I slept fine.
How was your day? Why do you always ask me the same question?
Yeah, it's how was your day?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, enjoy your hockey game. Have fun. Make sure you have fun, regardless of the outcome. I don't need a pep talk before the game. Coach does that. Okay, well, forget it, I guess. Love you, too. Have a great game. All right, I got an update from our people at Children's Oncology Services. We are indeed down to three tables. We've got over 200 players in the room for Thursday night. So we are filling up for what is going to be just a terrific evening benefiting kids with cancer and leukemia by playing Texas Hold'em poker and getting it down to 10 people at a final table, making sure that everybody at that final table is going to win a big prize package with our winner going to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. If you want to be a part of this, if you are 21 or older, be caller 6 to the contest line right now, 312-591-6700. You win a seat for Thursday night. And don't be like, oh, I won, but I can't go, or I don't know how to play poker. Don't just be one of these sort of serial contest people. Do that, because that's not fair to the kids. So do this if you want to say, yeah, I can do this, and I'm in it to win it. And you can make sure you got a little bit of cash to make sure your chip count is up with every opportunity. But you will win that seat. The One Step Program's charity poker event at the Montgomery Club. Tournament begins at 6. You will check in, and we'll open up the bar and the buffet at 5 o'clock. So come hungry, because there is a ton of food, and come thirsty, because there is open high-end booze. It's sponsored by Children's Oncology Services. And again, if you don't win and you want your opportunity, you still have a chance to purchase a seat at onestepcamp.org. Once again, it is onestepcamp.org. Joe Cowley is in for Terry Bors, and we've discussed a wide range of things today. A lot of Bulls, because that's the team that he covers. And I didn't really learn anything from last night's hockey game. Just for people to know, what about the Hawks' big win? That Maple Leafs team is a suck fest.
Right.
They're horrendous. So I don't know what to learn. I did like the idea.
Haven't they been tanking for like 2-3 years?
Well, they've undergone it. As I understand what's happened in Toronto, there's been a complete upheaval where they went sort of a last stand with the old school, I know it when I see it, hockey people who had no time for any modern analytics, didn't see any value in it, and didn't pay any attention to it. And then there was a backlash where they said, look, this is a heritage hockey city. It's Toronto. This is the sport, the Hall of Fame is right here, that you should have people who at least understand that there is a place for some objective analysis of your organization. So now they've gone that direction, but they haven't dug out yet. They haven't quite gotten that wave of player in yet that has been evaluated by the standards of some of the new people. But what it is now is bad. I mean, you put 7 goals on them like nothing. And then the 2 cheapies, they shouldn't have allowed. Then the one diving save by Darling is pretty awesome, too. I don't know if you saw that save, but you get a guy 6'6" who's diving in, you know, across the crease to grab a puck. That's pretty cool. So the Bulls thing is a mass of trade rumors at the moment. There's some continuing rumors now out of Sacramento, one involving Rudy Gay. One was a package for Rudy Gay and Ben McLemore. I just, where's that going? It's just an endless cycle of meaningless activity. I don't know what the point of this stuff is.
No, I would be, and Fred Hoiberg has been in a lot of these discussions from the front office, and he can, obviously it's coach speak, but you know, he doesn't strike me as a disingenuous guy. He seems pretty relegated to the fact that the key addition might be Dunleavy. And that's about it. A healthy Dunleavy.
Are you ever around Fred when he's not like on, when he's not?
Yeah. A lot. I wouldn't say a lot, but a much different guy than people think.
Is he okay, like just sitting in his office before a game? Because that's when the coaches that I have been around would let their guard down a little bit.
No, he's been, I mean, there's no more of, they march him out in front of the Bulls thing, and that's all we see him before the game. As far as shoot-arounds, mm-hmm. is when he'll let down his guard and makes some Swirsky jokes as Chuck and, you know, walks away and, you know, so it's, no, he's not the aw shucks, I'm from Ames, Iowa, I'm the mayor, you know, guy that people think, you know. At the same time, I definitely think he looks like a guy that lately feels like, this is not what I was told.
See, he may look like that. That's what I would just love to know.
If he actually feels that way, I would say that.
Love to know.
I don't think he would ever say that because
he comes home to his wife and kids and just like walks through the door with a zombie-eyed stare, goes right to the bottle of Macallan and pours three fingers of it into a tumbler.
Still in a shed in the back.
Right. Just like, oh, what did I do? What did I do? Remind me how much money I make
again. That house in Ames, Iowa is still up for sale, so it hasn't been sold.
You probably get a lot for your money in Ames.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He had too much for the money?
He's trying to talk Harrison Barnes into buying it.
Oh, because nobody's going to buy a house that big in Ames.
That's why Kevin Garnett, for years, that house just sat up in Minnesota.
Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, Frank? Sometimes you just, the footprint's too big, even in big markets.
Oh, what did, was it Deontay Wilder, the WBC heavyweight champ? We had him on at the Super Bowl. He was a hoot.
Really?
That guy was a riot. And we were talking about, because he drives like an alligator skin covered Lamborghini. It's fake alligator skin.
Right, right, right.
Like, oh, yeah, I would have a real alligator. Oh, of course not. Oh, God, at that point, of course not. But I said, are you going to be one of these fighters that, you know, you're a heavyweight champ, you make all this money, and then we hear about you completely bankrupt and you're on the street? He's like, no, he said, I've got retirement funds. We started talking about Evander Holyfield's house. And apparently he bought it for like $40 million. He told us this, that Evander sold it for $5 million.
Oof.
$5 million. It was like the MC Hammer story, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's one thing I always admired about Matt Forte. One of the Chicago athletes, maybe a lasting memory that I'll have of him, is a guy who lived like a normal person. Never thought he had to make some grandiose statement about living large just because he was a football player. Yeah. Or felt he had to keep up with guys. Then, you know, some of these the baseball players, you overhear conversations and guys are comparing who was I hearing? Actually, it was Emmanuel Lewis, who played Webster. Was having a dugout conversation with Chipper Jones. They were talking about, like,
how does that?
He was in the dugout one day before the game. They're talking about commodities, investment, and offshore tax shelters and everything. And just thinking, am I really? It was one of these surreal moments where this guy's like 2 feet tall and they're sitting there having this. They're talking.
Chipper's got a big jaw in his mouth.
Comparing brokerages. And the other one was on the elevator. We're talking players' wives before. That we're on it was the Twins that were at U.S. Cellular, and I couldn't tell whose wife it was because they all looked identical, all thin blonde babes, and she was just bitching about their flight and about how they had to fly commercial. It was like, well, the Radkeys get to charter a plane. If we were like the Radkeys, we could fly a charter, but we're not, so we have to fly commercial. I'm like, oh, God. I mean, that's, you don't want to have.
No, you know who was really, really good with his money? Konerko. Oh, you talk about he owns basically half of Scottsdale.
Well, then he could be the backup to the backup
goalie.
Backup goalie. Well, I mean, he made a lot, too.
But even when he wasn't, even before he got that big payday, at that point, he was just very frugal. They used to make fun of the fact that he might injure his arm if he reached for his wallet. But then once he got his money, you know, that dream house didn't come right away. They waited on that. And investments and just really, really smart. Robin Ventura, another one. That's why for years we would see him in spring training. I still don't get what was said to him to convince him that this is your future. We would see him year after year. Robin, you're going to come back and do some coaching? Nope. Want nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. I mean, not even to come and coach just for spring training, just to advise. Wanted nothing to do with that lifestyle.
Well, his kids are in college?
He may have a youngest one in high school still.
Okay, because sometimes it's just you're an empty nester, and he's probably too young to be.
But this was, how long has he been managing? 4 years? Five years? I mean, he still had kids that were, I don't know how he got convinced to do it. I really don't, because we would see him year after year. He thought it was a chore just to come and help and do the TV thing for one game in spring training. He didn't want to leave that house on the cliffside looking over the ocean.
He's Joe Cowley in for Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. We haven't taken many phone calls today. Happy to do so. 312-644-6767. You're listening to The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days starting February 16th only at Lowe's.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like